Dr. Ferdinand said a team of individuals with various skill sets are tasked with inspecting and preparing hurricane shelters. She said information is then passed to NEMO, who would carry out corrective measures.
Every year there is a process of inspecting shelters and ensuring that they are in a position to receive persons. So normally there's a team of persons with different skill sets, and they would visit the shelters and they would identify issues, and that information is passed back to the National Emergency Management Organization, and where measures, corrective measures can be put in place, those are put in place, and the shelter list is put together and published.
Dr. Ferdinand said the emergency facilities provide temporary housing. Therefore, persons should not expect perfection when they occupy hurricane shelters.
We may not have a perfect facility, right? But the aim is to provide some sort of temporary housing, a place where persons can shelter in the short term, until they are able to either move to another location or go back to their place of abode. So, you know, sometimes, you know, persons may find fault with certain things, but we know that based on our circumstances and for different reasons, a facility may not have all that, you know, is expected. But certainly there's an inspection process and things are put in place to ensure that persons would be in some level of safety.
And Dr. Ferdinand outlined some of the basic items which persons should take to a hurricane shelter.
Persons are expected to take certain items to the shelter with them, because you would understand that if there is a storm or something happening, it may not be possible to take supplies to a shelter. And generally, certain things are not prepositioned at a shelter.
Right.
So persons would be expected to walk with certain basic items, so something to eat, not necessarily to cook, but something that can be eaten readily, you know, maybe crackers and juice that can be drunk immediately, some water. If persons have any specific medication, then they would be required to walk with those.
That was Dr. Idelia Ferdinand, a member of the National Emergency Management Organization Subcommittee. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's special report.